So I'm walking home from school. I remember my pop told me I had to go by the store and get some bread. So I go to the store and get some bread. Looking for bread. There was none around. So I asked the people that, yo, do you guys got any bread? He said, no, they just ran out today. Come back tomorrow. So I said, okay, I'll be there. So then, I walked out the store, walking home, texting my dad that there's no bread. He said, okay, just go back tomorrow. Then, soon as I was walking home, this weird guy came up to me and asked, did I just get out of school? I said, yeah, why? He said he just was curious. So I walked off and walked away thinking to myself, why did he just ask me did I get out of school? So I get home, take a shower, and I'm in the shower and I hear a glass break. So then I cut the water off and stop the shower. So then I turn the door slowly, walking out the shower. And then I see a guy breaking into my house. So I ran up to him and punched him and kept punching him, cause I didn't know why he was in the house. So it's kind of weird to me. So then I call my dad and I tell him that this random dude was in my house that I just had seen on the way from school. So then he started saying he just was homeless and he just wanted the food. So I wasn't hearing that. So then my pops is halfway home now, cause he just hearing what's going on. So then my pops get there. He started beating on him too and asking is everything is great. Then the police had came and he came to get the guy and he asked me what happened. And I was telling the story how I just got out of the shower and how I saw the dude from school. So then I tackled him about the story. I was telling the police the story. He kept telling me that he was homeless and stuff and I ain't have no money. But I wasn't trying to hear none of that. That's what I was telling the police. Then the police had arrested him and they had fixed my rental for free. Then after that, that was it. And we lived a happy life ever since then.